As Canada, the U.S., and Mexico celebrate 10 years of coming together in NAFTA, another international body has just lost a member. Zimbabwe yesterday quit the British Commonwealth, or I should say just the Commonwealth. That's how the group, composed mainly of former British colonies, is now officially known. Zimbabwe withdrew after Commonwealth leaders, meeting in Abuja, Nigeria, decided to continue their earlier suspension of the Southern African nation. Several leaders of the more than 50 Commonwealth nations said they regretted Zimbabwe's withdrawal. Reuters correspondent Tom Ashby is covering the Commonwealth Conference. He joins us now. Tom, tell us, why has Zimbabwe decided to withdraw?
Well, Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe was basically very insulted that the Commonwealth, which includes a lot of African governments that he considers to be friendly to him, had decided to renew the suspension of his country.
This dispute over Zimbabwe, it's about Mugabe's policy of breaking up these big farms owned by white landowners, giving the land to Africans, and there's been a lot of violence associated with that. Yes, that's what's at the base of this argument.
Well, that's what Mugabe would like you to believe. He pins the whole argument on what he calls Britain's colonial attitude towards its former colony. But if you listen to Britain, or also, in fact, the majority within the Commonwealth, including several African countries, they will tell you it's got nothing to do with farmland. It's got everything to do with democracy and human rights, which they say Mugabe has been consistently violating.
Well, the Commonwealth had voted to suspend or continue the suspension of Zimbabwe. Now Mugabe has withdrawn. Is there a split in the Commonwealth over this question, and is it a black-white split?
There is a split, but it's not a clearly black-white split. Mugabe has probably half a dozen, possibly up to about 10 allies within the group, but the vast majority, three-quarters at least, are firmly against him and want the sanctions extended to uphold what they see as the founding principles of the Commonwealth, which include respect for human rights and democracy.
Within Zimbabwe, Tom, is this action going to help Robert Mugabe or hurt him because he's more isolated?
Well, he would clearly want you to think that it strengthens his cause, and if you listen to his rhetoric, you'll see that he's lambasting Britain and other members of what he calls an Anglo-Saxon conspiracy to isolate him, but many of Mugabe's critics would say that, in fact, it shows that he is becoming increasingly isolated on the international stage.
Reuters correspondent Tom Ashby in Abuja, Nigeria. Thank you, Tom.